Hello and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Misty Vargas, and today we're going to be talking about something called cutaneous adverse food reactions, which really is just food allergies. But do you know that 20% of all dogs and about 13% of all cats have food reactions that are manifested mostly on the skin? That's the mostly time, that's what we see. But it could be others like vomiting or diarrhea or, you know, any just failure to thrive. And so most of the cutaneous or skin reactions are just itching that is not alleviated by any steroids or any other drugs, except usually Cytopoint helps tremendously. But when it comes to the food allergy, if you kind of continue to have that allergen input, I think that it works less. It works much better for allergens in the environment than it does for food allergies. But there are other symptoms that you may not be aware of, but chronic ear infections, that's a sign sometimes that you have a food allergy. How about anal sac issues? You know, when they're here every month for anal gland expression, that's not normal. Dogs should be able to express the anal glands. And if they have a big problem with that, that's, to me, is a big red flag indicating that maybe there is a food reaction at work here. And how about that intermittent vomiting, cat or dog? I mean, they just vomit intermittently, especially cats. Most of the cat over-the-counter cat food that you can get at supermarket and Walmart and everything, they have multi-packs with different flavors. And we think that's so good for them. Oh, they're not going to get bored. But what we are doing, we kind of promoting this situation. We're changing proteins all the time, changing foods and preparations. And that's not so bueno, because it could create the situation where the cats actually vomit intermittently, and we don't realize that it's vomiting when in the package you have chicken, you have fish, and you have beef. Maybe when it's the chicken, they're vomiting. When they, a couple of days later, you're doing the fish cans and they're doing good, or vice versa. So we have to be very aware of what we feed and how the pet responds. So how do we really know if it's a food allergy? The only way is doing a food trial. And what is a food trial? It's very boring. It's called an elimination trial. What you do is you try to feed the same protein. And the ideal thing that you do is to try to change the protein. That, like, for example, if the pet has been eating chicken-based food, then let's try something with beef. And just, we're going to do this for a whole 8 weeks. And so I think that about all the dermatologists in the world will tell you that 8 weeks is the standard, that 90% of all pets that have any kind of food allergy will be completely resolved. If you're in the five, in the right food, it will be completely resolved in 8 weeks. So they ask for an elimination trial of 8 weeks. But I tell you that within a month, you know, halfway through, you should see the improvement. Because most of these delay hypersensitivity things that happen in the body, it just lasts about 2 weeks, even if you don't continue to injure, if you don't continue to insult the immune system with the same allergen, then it should calm down on its own. So I feel like even halfway through the food trial, you should have a good inkline. This is really working, and I see this. And even if the improvement is not 100%, then knowing that part of it is the food over time, that will really save you a lot of suffering for your pet and a lot of money for you in pet visits. And believe it or not, there have been a lot of studies where even the hydrolyzed diets, and some of them, they have been put to the test, and they contain ingredients in there that are not listed in the label. So this is what makes it so hard to get a commercial diet to do an elimination trial. So I, as an integrated practitioner, prefer to do a whole food diet as an elimination trial. So if the dog has been eating chicken-based kibble, I would say something as simple as to do rice and beef for a whole month and see how the dog does. Even if it's raw beef and, you know, veggies, for example. If you don't want to have any grain whatsoever, you could just do veggies, green veggies and meat, and just do that for a whole month and see how it does. And of course, you probably need supplementation because it's not going to give you all the calcium and vitamins and flavonoids and everything that is in the food or added to the food. But at least you will know it by changing the diet. It's going to be alleviated. I've had so many pets that have chronic diarrhea, and that's really a quality of life, because if you have diarrhea, that means that you're not absorbing the nutrients on the food. That means that muscle, you're not creating the muscle you have, the body weight you have, the hair. Hair is a luxury, so the quality of the hair is not the same. It's amazing how my IBD patients and my chronic diarrhea patients, when I put them on the right diet, they do so much better. Of course, you know that I am certified food therapist for, you know, using the TCVM or Chinese medicine concepts, and that I use energetics and flavors of the food to kind of balance patterns that I see in the body. But I really tell you that when you take away the energetics, just changing the food to a whole food diet for a month is amazing, the results that you can get. Now, I know out there, because I've seen the reports, that you can send saliva, you can do hair samples in these little machines. And I think locally we have a place that sells pet foods, and they have this little machine where you can put the saliva or the hair of the pet, and it gives you a whole analysis of what they're allergic to. And I really don't think that these tests are that reliable. I'm thankful that at least they bring about like awareness that the food could be causing symptoms, you know, external symptoms. But I don't really think that they are great, that they are accurate, that they're just unreliable. And a lot of these places, you know, they of course sell you the right food that you would get if the pet is allergic. So there's a little bit of conflict of interest in there. We do use serology testing, and I know that a lot of people do not like this. In human, diagnosis is definitely IgE related, and you can determine the IgE in the diets. But for pets, they don't think that it's as reliable. I really use it here, even if it's just serology, but it really helps. It's variable, and some labs are better than others. I have to admit that. But I have had great experientially. I have adjusted the diets accordingly to what the recommendations, and we've seen incredible transformations. So that's useful if it tests positive for it. Sometimes if you're feeding the same thing for a long time, it might test positive, but it's just because that's circulating and that's what it is. So I think that the best thing continues to be the elimination trial that should be ideally 8 weeks, but we should see the needle turning by 5 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks. And I strongly recommend if you have a pet with chronic ears, chronic anal gland issues, super itchy, chronic skin infections, to try the food first. And again, if you don't want to cook for them, then try the hydrolyzed protein diets, because the hydrolyzed protein is a process that they put the protein through a process in which it would be very minimal the reaction that the body will encounter for these proteins. So I strongly recommend that you ask your veterinarian for advice. If you want to read my book, I have a whole section of food therapy in there, and that can maybe help you establish what to do for your food elimination diet if you're willing to cook. And so I hope you learned something today, and if you did, share it with your friends and hit the notification button so you can get our next episode. Until then, stay well, and remember that from now on, we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes, so you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, the Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have our website, thepethealerpodcast.com. And we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Information about this episode came from my book, AltVet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic, and soon to be an audiobook, so look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital, and our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com, osavets.com. There's a lot of information out there if you want some more information on integrative pet healing. And our Pet Healer podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.